When you tell a story, the listener doesn't know anything. They don't know anything. They're absolutely unprepared. It could be in Calcutta, it could be in Delhi, it could be in Copenhagen. You don't know as a listener. So you have to say where and when. And then you, there was a king and a queen. Tell about these people. There has to be people inside of the story. Or a mouse, or a horse, or whatever. I mean, there has to be somebody that you sort of get attached to. A protagonist is called. Somebody you like, somebody who says, oh, this is a hero journey. Wow, let's go for that. If you're on a hero's journey like that, think about, are you well equipped? Do you need, if she was to support, supposed to fight the dragon, and she was beautiful and innocent, I don't think she will kill that dragon. We need something else. So are you well equipped for the travel? Then you go on the travel. And then we have the benefactors, right? Seven small men helping her on the way. It's a good thing to have a benefactor. It's nice to have somebody to help you along the way. The beginning of the story, it's quite a complicated situation. It's not that easy. You know that it's not that something's going to happen. Once upon a time, there was a king and a queen, and they had a daughter, blah, blah, blah. You know that's not going to last forever. Most business stories like this, this company has always been fantastic, it's still fantastic, and it's going to be even more fantastic tomorrow. Please, thank you, go home and do something about it. We need another story. Therefore, begin with sort of a, maybe this situation is not that clear. It could happen a change here, right? Then the transformation, the challenge is met, and you have dived down there. Face a challenge, talk about the challenge, be open. It's the only way to communicate today in business. Be open, whatever you do, whatever you, all involved, if you're fragile, tell about it. You can't hide anything from these guys. They're so clever. All your employees are more clever than the most of the managers. I'm sorry to say, but they don't know exactly what is going on. They can't hide anything for them. So if you want to tell a story, tell about the challenge and do it openly. But then, you need helpers, right? And when you fix the challenge, be sure that they lived happily hereafter. They understood that 100 years ago. They said they lived happily hereafter. That means action. So think about the pattern. Situation, challenge, and it's better up here, right? I'll give you an example. A man bought himself an apartment
building.
Yeah, thank you. An apartment building in New York. There was only one elevator. And he made a mistake because he said, if you have any complaints, come to me. I'm the new owner. I can fix it, right? And they said, there's only one elevator. Build another one. What? Build another one? God, it's expensive. Half of the house? I can't afford that. But now, because he started the process, they came to him and said, build another elevator. Please go and build another elevator. What will happen? When are you going to do the elevator? And now he sort of, whenever he was in the house, he sort of tried to avoid all the tenants and it was quite a problem for him. So he told his brother, he came from the Midwest, the Midwest brother came to him and visited him and said, are you happy with the new house? No, I'm not happy. I don't like my new house. I was asking them for this, and they want a new elevator. And the guy from Midwest said, I think you should put up a mirror. A mirror? What do you mean? Beside the elevator. Put a mirror, that will help. And the guy from Midwest left this man from New York and he was like, what is that gonna help? But he did it, it was much less expensive than sort of an elevator. And from that moment off, no complaints, absolutely no complaints. Why? Because they have something to do, waiting for the elevator, right? Right? So, instead of talking to your business people, your employee, about innovation, give this example. It's a much better creative example. It's like, wow, when he that, couldn't we do the same? Get a good idea, ask your partner, ask your friends about good ideas, bring them into the bow, right? So, and you saw the pattern, right? He bought himself a house, he thought it was beautiful, then suddenly, all the complaints, Then, in the end, it was much better, everybody was happy. You saw the smiling faces. It's very easy when you think about it. I'd like you now, because it's been nearly 20 minutes, you haven't been talking to somebody. Do you miss it? Do you miss it? Do you like these exercises? I like the energy in the room when you do it, definitely. And I want to point, I get sort of, can we do something else, but not talking here. Right, we need the exercise, and if you think about what I just said for the past 5 or 6 minutes, is it possible for you to tell about, no, it is possible, it's not a question, it is possible for you to find a concrete example, one specific event where you, in the business setting, where your organization, your team, or just another one, at least you need some kind of a we feeling, met a challenge. There was something there that should be fixed, and you fixed it. And when you've done that, it's better than it was before you fixed it.